What up? Look at that smooth entrance by Mr. Sidrese Bennett. What's up, y'all?
As you said, something.
What it do? What it do?
Nigga was watching the Warriors. That's what he was doing.
2K, baby.
Oh, you was playing the Warriors? Playing with the Warriors? Which one you doing? You think the Warriors going to make it in?
Yep.
In the play-in tournament?
Anyway.
wait, but the Warriors likely going to have to play the Lakers in the play-in tournament, so who are you going to root for? Because
that's hard.
Y'all ain't
it's
real fans.
Hard.
I know. When you're not a real fan, it is hard.
I'm not a real – you know what? I realize –
No, but BJ can relate, though. BJ can relate.
I realize after Kobe retired – I realize after Kobe retired that I may not really be a Lakers fan. I realize that.
You were a Kobe
I may
fan.
Just, I may just been a – well, no, I was a Lakers fan, and then we got Kobe. I was like, yeah. And then when Kobe retired, I was kind of like – I think LeBron killed it for me.
But last year when
he is from Ohio.
You were Team Lakers, though, wasn't you?
Because I'm a
Lakers
fan.
You were Team Lakers, but Kobe retired many, many years ago, not last year. So that was just
like what you said. I'm just standing
a little extra bandwagon.
It's a fresh retirement.
no. I had to think about it. Like, wait, did Kobe retire last year or die last year?
God damn.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
I think y'all listened to the whole statement that I say and not just the part that you want to jump on.
Yeah.
So you asked me who I'm going to root for.
It was logical.
No, I said you said who I'm going to root for between the Lakers and the Warriors. I said I don't know. I didn't say I wasn't a Laker fan. I said I see I'm not as strong a Laker fan since Kobe died because I would just say Lakers.
You said I think I'm not a Laker fan anymore. Yeah, but we can keep going.
Yeah, we can.
Anyway, this is season 2, episode 13. We're going to do an actual motherfucking check-in now. How was y'all week?
Checking on the NBA. My week was good. Deucey stayed dry all day. He woke up dry and used the potty and stayed dry all day. We ate dinner together at the table, and he mimicked me eating. So I was like, cool, I ain't feeding you. Watch me eating, you going to eat. It was just a good big boy time. Like, he just did everything. He was in my meetings for work and stuff, and he was just sitting there. And he was just a cool – I just had a really good time. He comes back for the weekend, so we're finna kick it.
It's a milestone day right there. Not pissing yourself. I can't even remember the last time I pissed myself. That's how milestone
drunk.
Long.
That's because you're blacked out.
Just drunk.
And I got me fucked up. I might have pissed somewhere I wasn't supposed to piss, but I didn't piss
you're
myself.
That you remember.
All right, R. Kelly.
Wow.
We're going,
completely inappropriate today. We're just going all the way.
Anyway. What's up with you,
I found
JT?
I'm not JT.
Oh, well.
We don't know who you are because your screen ain't showing right now.
as y'all can see here from my camera, not y'all, but on YouTube.
Mm hmm.
Black people getting sunburn is real. I am just now. Yeah, this is from when I was in Cleveland and I was sitting in the sun when it was hot. My shit goes through some phases and now I'm at the peeling phase.
That's weird. So this is only get sunburn right here. That's the only place I get sunburn.
You beige bastard. That's the only reason you sunburn. Respect my melanin. The sun don't respect your melanin.
Right.
But look. It's the same color as my arm, damn near. You see it?
No.
All right, man. My week so far has been pretty good. I'm excited. Got a brand new book. State of Emergency. Tamika. Excited to get into that.
Have you read it? Have you started reading yet?
No, I literally just got it today. So I'm excited for that. A couple of projects are coming into play. Got a writer's room that's going pretty freaking well, man. Like, I'm spearheading the writer's room, trying to do a television show, and I got three dynamic writers with me who have honestly just been, like, knocking shit out, and I appreciate them.
Good chat.
Yeah, started doing some little filming shit like that, trying to write something to do a couple of shorts. They're productive, man. But I will go ahead and say that if you would like to bless me so that I can go ahead and make a move, please feel free to do so. By any means necessary.
Just don't send them Cash App.
Right. Just don't be stupid and talking about you're going to send me $3,000 Cash App and I got to send you $100 back to process that shit. Don't do me like that.
Yeah, if you send me $3,000, I promise I'll send you $100 back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to jail.
$150.
Somehow, someway, you're going to jail. Nothing about that's legal.
I ain't signed nothing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but week's been good, man.
Good. That's good. Cool. That's good. My week's been pretty chill. Getting ready to transition into a different position at work. So I'm kind of trying to take advantage of my freedoms these next two weeks. And, yeah, all is well. So, first I got to say shout out to my little sister. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Diamond.
Love you so much. You're best little sister ever and a great mother. So I appreciate you.
So when someone says that their family member is the best family member ever, does that mean better than my family members?
I mean, for me, yeah. From my perspective.
Okay. It's objective.
It's always hard because I see that and I want to like the status of some on social media. I want to amen somebody, but I'm like, wait, I mean,
the people would be doing that to parents and stuff. People like,
All right. So we're going to get into this thing. I'm the anchor in this 4x4 hosting relay, which means I'm probably the strongest one out of all four because that's normally who the anchor is. So we're going to go ahead and get into this.
Or we just gave you a big enough lead where even if you fumbled it, we'd be all right.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, drop the baton ass nigga, huh? That's what you're trying to say? Got me fucked up. Anyway, so we've been seeing a lot of different memes and shit on social media, and we're just going to get into what we think about some of them. So I got a question for you fellas. During normal times, which was pre-pandemic, as an employee, did you feel like you took enough vacation or paid time off for yourself, or did you just work until the wheels fell off, and why?
So, for me, I'm not a good planner. So, if me not using my time off is not necessarily because I want to work hard and I don't ever want to take the time. It's just I'm so spared a moment when it comes down to travel. You know, unless it's like, you know, a guy's trip. If it's like a group thing and everybody's like, let's put your money in, let's go. Other than that, like, I'll be like, it's May. I want to go to my brother's house for Memorial Day. And you got to put your time in 3 weeks in advance. And I'm like, well, I want to go in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
I just thought about it.
I just thought about it. And so, like, I'm not good at planning trips and stuff like that. And so the time – and then I live in California. So it's like it's always a vacation. I can just take off on Friday after work and spend the weekend down in L.A. or San Diego or Vegas or wherever because it's right here. So I don't need the time off. And then kind of the position I hold in my the company that I work at and the companies I've been working at in the last few years, decade or so, I haven't really needed to take time off. It's just kind of like I holler at y'all when I get back. And I, you know, do my work from where I am. And, you know, I haven't had to really punch a clock like that.
Okay.
Nah. Mm. I've always had jobs where I played a pivotal part where I had to plan. And then even when it comes down to it, my problem is making sure everything's okay by the time it's time for me to take my leave. Because working, yeah, I'll put this date in maybe like a month in advance. But then that week of, I'm hustling, bustling, trying to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, everything's good. So then when I leave, ain't nobody got to call me for shit. Although in all my roles here in my pure adulthood, that's never been a thing because there's always something. Someone's always got to call about some shit. Because the problem about being an assistant of any sort is because someone is always leaning on you to help them through their day. And so if they're not in charge of their day and then you're gone, then they don't know how to fend for themselves. And that's real. And that's a headache at the same time. But I normally don't do a lot of vacationing simply because at the end of the year, I like to have my days. So when I can go home for Christmas, I can go home and chill. You know, Congress, when I was there, like we finally got those 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's. Luckily, this new job now, well, I've been there for two, three years now, they do the same thing. So that's decent. But I will always have at least 4 or 5 days to take over into the next year. Like, regardless whatever's going on, you know. And it, again, it's not about me. Oh, I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, like I'm doing the absolute best, like I can't leave because everything's going to fall. It's just I I'd rather save my time, and sometimes, actually, no, it will. People will actually lose their shit if I'm not there.
See, I'm totally opposite of both of y'all. I'm the worst at taking time, and it's not that I can't or that anything like that. I think it's two reasons. One, the last 7 or so years, the companies I worked at had unlimited PTO. So when I actually have a set amount, I'm more likely to take it because I know I'm only allowed a certain amount. But when a limited PTO, it's a little different because I don't have to worry about using it or losing it. I know I can just go when I need to go. And especially with the last job I was at, I could literally come in on Monday and be like, hey, I'm going to be gone from Wednesday until next Wednesday, all right? Like, I ain't need the 30 days type shit.
Explain this unlimited PTO, though, because I've never heard that.
So, it happens basically...
You'd be quitting.
...a lot in the tech space.
Quit.
Well, most tech companies do it, and the way that it works is that you get unlimited approved PTO. So, you're supposed to request 30 days in advance, and as long as you request 30 days in advance, if you want to take... a week every month, you can. There's no limit to it as long as you're still doing whatever your job is, whatever your goals are, whatever your target is, whatever assignments need to be done. As long as you're doing that, they don't actually put a limit on the days. So, like, other jobs that work, you know, it was like every year you get 10 PTO days or whatever it might be.
Sound like a setup for me.
Well, it's actually a lot of studies that show people take less PTO in the system this way because they don't feel like they're actually fighting against the calendar. And that's the truth with a lot of people, but I'm the worst part of that spectrum because I never took PTO for two reasons. One, I'm in sales and I'm in commission-based sales. So if I take vacation,
you're not making
money. I'm impacting my wallet. Right. So, like, I have very expensive habits, so I can't just randomly be willy-nilly taking off vacation time and acting like it's all good when I got random shit I just bought that I got to figure out how to pay for.
As you said in the last episode.
Right. But then the other thing is I'm uber competitive, so if I take a vacation and then I ended up losing, like, salesperson of the month by, like, $2,000, and I feel like I could have easily made that if I was working, I would kill myself at the end of the month. Like, nigga, if you was here, you would have fucking won. You wouldn't have came in second, or you wouldn't have came in third. You came in first, or whatever it might be. So those two things were just like, maybe I won't take vacation yet. So it got so bad. When I was at Yelp for those 3.5 years, I think I might have took outside of the holidays because they actually gave us off between Christmas and New Year's. So I would always go home for a week and then go hang with my brothers for a week. But outside of that, I might have took a total of like 7-8 PTO days over 3 years. And when I finally left, they wrote it all over. So I had this crazy ass check. I was like, what the hell is this? I think it was an error. They was like, no, those are your days. I was like, oh, shit. So I was kind of glad about that. But at my most recent job, doctor.com, I was maybe two years in. And I hadn't taken a PTO day yet. And my manager at the time, she had just, like, kind of taken over, get approvals for PTO and all of that stuff and whatnot and the paperwork. And she was like, why do you have so many hours? What have you been doing? Blah, 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 blah. And then I was just like, I told her just what I told y'all. And she literally said, and this was in November. She said, you're taking 2 months off in November. You're taking 2 months off in December. And then you got the last week at the end of the year. I was like, what? She was like, you're going to burn out. We're going to lose you, and you're going to burn out, and you're never going to want to do sales again unless you start taking PTO. So she actually forced me into taking 5 weeks in the last 2 months of the year before last. And when I did, I felt so recharged. I was like, oh, shit, I've been doing this all wrong. So that kind of, like, made me reset and how I thought about it. And the last year, well, I guess it was right before Rona started, I had started to – plan more trips and travel and things like that. So last year for me was going to be my year of travel because I was like, okay, I'm actually going to take this unlimited PTO because I feel so much better. I was refreshed. I was a better employee just in general when I took the time. But then Rona. So here we are.
Yeah, there's absolutely no gift certificate to Applebee's that's worth me not taking my PTO.
Yeah, absolutely Rona definitely not. Is a bitch.
Wait. You talking about what I said, like with the pay and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's a difference between, I don't know, $3,000 and you taking 4 days off of work.
Maybe.
It's not a guarantee of $3,000, but it's
the potential.
A really strong possibility.
See, I got to be starting in the top two in order for me to even give a dag.
I was in the top two or three every month, so it was always a tight race every month. That's what I'm saying.
That's what's up.
And I didn't want to lose.
That's cool. And then after you win it, hopefully that's when you take your PTO.
No, because the month starts over.
I mean,
that's all over again.
Right.
It starts all over.
You go back to zero on the first each month.
See, that's that cycle they got you in, my brother. Like, you can't see now.
My brother.
Hey, I learned my lesson, man.
Drake has to pay off, man. Let's encourage him to stay.
Man, for me, like pre-pandemic, when it came to pay time off, it was pretty much the same because in the industry I'm in, depending on your rank or, you know, whether you're a server, manager, or where you're at, you might not even have paid time off. So, like, this last 6 months, I was kind of like Dre in the sense of, like, if I don't work, I'm not getting paid, so why take the time off? Or I would, like, right now, I purposely made my days off Sunday and Mondays. That way, if I do want to take, like, a long weekend, I just got to get Saturday covered and get Tuesday covered. And I got a 4-day weekend. And I still got the rest of the week to do what I got to do. But when I actually did my last job before Rona hit, when I did have time off and stuff like that, I was actually being better at actively using it. In the past 3 years, after one of my good friends, Chris Dutil, passed away, and we went to the funeral, and I realized I hadn't seen a lot of people in 20 years. I didn't really talk to them and stuff like that. And then, especially after we went on our first guys trip and then the next one, and we were planning the third one when we went to New York, it was like those are times that they just mean so much to me that it's worth losing a little money. It's worth using that time off to make sure we – you know, because we're getting older, so just make sure we're building those memories and having things to just to hold on to. It's just really important to me. But other than that, like,
yeah,
I was always...
Real quick, B, before you finish, that's a good point. And that's actually, I guess, part of the revelation I had, because when she made me take those first 2 weeks in November, it was right around the holidays. And with y'all being, you know, people who don't live at home either, you can probably relate. When you went home for the holidays, it's probably like, and you're there for 3 days and you're out, and yeah, you get to see people, but you don't get to like be around your people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when she made me took 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks was all Cleveland. And man, I'm reconnected with high school people I ain't seen in 8-10 years. I'm actually getting to know my family members. Like my cousins who, when I left for college, were like preteens are adults now. We're actually getting to bond. So, like, having those experiences, that's what really made me think, like, oh, damn, all right, I need to pivot.
Yes, you have to, because it's just one of those things where, like, we can work every day, pick up shifts whenever they call you, because you're, like, you're chasing the money, but at the end of the day, when we're all said and done, it's like, man, I ain't seen my boys in forever. Man, I haven't spent any time with my grandmother. Man, I haven't seeing my niece or my nephew in so long. And then what's crazy is we're spending that money anyway. So it's not like we're making so much money that it matters. So the money's gone by the time you realize you haven't seen this person in 6 years or 5 years or however long it is. So it really doesn't, it's a catch-22 because yes, obviously we need money, but you know, I think we need time and experiences for our soul way more than we do the money. But I will say this, Sed had a good point about proximity when it comes to vacation. Like, he's in a vacation destination, California, and he can drive up the coast, northern or southern, and go to LA or go to wine country, go to the beach, go to San Diego. Like, he's got so many options where I'm in Oklahoma, I have to get on a plane to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's true.
Number 7,822. No, you should be in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
it's some good shit down here, man.
We all have one perspective on that.
Yes. I mean, but just
only
like
in divisive topic that we got.
Nigga, I'm gonna argue this shit. All right. The ease of getting places that might be a little more fun for at least them. I guess all three of y'all kind of close to fun shit. I'm only 3 hours from Dallas, so fuck you. So what? But the point is, like, you can go to a beach anytime you want to and feel like you're on vacation. You know what I'm saying? You can go to a beach anytime you want to, so, and get that relaxation. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, we all got beaches pretty close to us. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I got lakes.
That they put
exactly. I got lakes.
And acting like lakes. You're in California.
That's what we do.
They don't even allow black people to have for the lakes BJ talking about.
Damn. That's fucked
wrong
up.
State, where do you think you're going? Like Ozark over here.
Hey, in boy. That voice too though, Sid. Where do you think you're going, boy?
Y'all fucked up. There's something wrong with you. Seriously. But pushing through. So do you see yourself changing after living through the pandemic? Do you see yourself using more paid time off, being more thoughtful about it, or just grinding even more now because you've seen what could happen?
Yes. Why? Because I'm so used to not being in that office building. I really don't want to be there anymore. Like, if I could find me a job, which I'm working on, you know, holla at your boy, California, where I don't have to be in an office building anymore, that's where I am. Like, this whole pandemic has let me know that I can work and, you know, produce, you know, quality work not being in an office. Like, I don't need to be in an office anymore. And so I say that I'm going to do whatever I can and not be in that building as often. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to take my time. Plus, you know, brought up some points of just being able to get out and live, man. Like, just, mm-hmm. like, I want to, I don't know, this is not, yeah, it's not something we're going to talk about on purpose anyway. But, like, if y'all ever seen a meme, you know what I'm saying? Like, you work for these jobs and you almost kill yourself. And next thing you know, like, these are the type of positions that will replace you, you know, within a week. And so there's no reason for me to work myself to death for somebody else, I'll say. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I kind of take issue with that meme because you're going to get replaced by a lot of things when you die. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, like, here it is. Like, I'm spending all my time in this office doing all of this for somebody else and for this corporation, for this job.
Yeah.
When, right. You know what I'm saying? I just need to see my folk. Like, Dre brought up the fact that, like, even when we go home for Christmas and stuff like that, you're in it for, like, 3 days. Like, and it's literally just enough for me to sit up underneath my family, you know what I'm saying, not going anywhere, not doing
and it's
too
so much.
Much
going on already.
So yeah. much.
And then you get that, like, you was here, you ain't see me?
Like, absolutely. Right. There are people that I try to connect with, and, of course, they have families, like, you know what I'm saying, like, they have kids, family, and all the other stuff, and trying to, like, hey, I'm the single guy. Come hang out at the bars and clubs with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just home, to, you know what I'm saying, to celebrate. And some of them just be like, I got to put the kids' toys together. Why? Because I'm only there for 3 days. And I right. get there on Christmas, if not Christmas Eve, like, super, super, super late. So it's kind of like, yeah, like, I want to take PTO as much as I possibly can without, you know what I'm saying, getting fired from it.
Yeah, I think my answer is yes, but it's kind of no, because I see myself along the lines where JT started, with working for a company where I actually don't have to be in the office per se, and that I could work from wherever I want to. So, like, in my mind, I'll fuck around and be in Hawaii for a week, but I'll be working during the day and doing Hawaii during the evening.
That's dope, yeah.
So it won't be like PTO or a vacation. I'll still be working. I'll just be doing it remotely because of the flexibility that Rona has showed companies that their employees can have and still do specific kinds of jobs. Basically, what I do is absolutely one of those jobs. So I likely wouldn't accept a position where that wasn't an option. I'm definitely still going to try to take more time. And most of that is probably going to be less destination stuff and more, you know, like with the family. Like, because even if I did the regular work from wherever I'm at kind of thing, a lot of times the hanging and the bonding and stuff that I really want to do, it's easier to do it during the daytime, especially with JT said, if people got like kids and this and that. If I'm coming in on the holidays and they doing that, they going, what I'm going to do, go Black Friday shopping with them? That's not fun. Right? So I'm going to still try to do it more and be real intentional about doing that. But also, ideally, post-pandemic, the positions will be more flexible in terms of where I work at. So I'll just be able to get away and have peace of mind anyway just because of that.
Yeah, that is kind of hard to do, though, because when we go in town, we're coming in with a different mindset. We're coming in like, let's kick it, let's hang out, let's go rehash old times, and they're continuing their regular lives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the people who are always available, you kind of don't want to kick it with them because they're always available. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they ain't got nothing going on. So they just like, yeah, we
damn,
you
nigga.
I don't feel that way.
No, don't put that on me.
Right. Like, oh, no, this is me talking. This is my perspective. Most of the people who clearly don't have anything to do when you come in town don't got nothing to do when you ain't in town. So ain't nothing going on. And those are, I don't know. I think, and those are the people we come back to our out-of-town spaces and say, when I go around my hometown, everybody's doing the same thing. Right? Those are the people we're talking about. But for me, right, it's not so much as, like, changing so much as how I do things. I want to travel more, so that's going to change across the board. Like, I just want to travel more and do more. I really haven't traveled a whole lot since my military days, and that was a long time ago. But really, it's just more focused on where I work. You know, I'm not one of those people who only know my worth when it comes to a relationship. Like, I know my worth when it comes to my professional skills, you know, what I bring to the table. When I sit at an interview, like, I'm not sitting there like, oh, my God, I hope I get this job. I'm like, I hope y'all see what I got, and I hope I like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had, right, I've been offered jobs and been like, no, I'm cool. Because I didn't like how y'all sounded in there. Y'all sounded kind of unorganized, or y'all didn't really. And I was just like, I'm cool. Yeah. So it's more so like, you know, and I'm.
And it's funny. It's a weird way to put it, but companies are definitely, lack of a better word, turned on. Like, when you come in with that type of energy, mm-hmm, like they like it when you come in and you're interviewing them when they're trying to.
Oh yeah, my interviews be crazy, and even my interview email. It's capable.candidate@gmail.com. And I walk in the room with that mentality, like, all right, I'm going to let you ask your questions, but then I hope you're ready for when it's my turn.
Yeah, for real. And so, and I noticed that, like, candidate. When you carry that attitude, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
When you carry that attitude, I haven't really walked away from any interviews in a long time I can think of where I didn't get the job. You know what I'm saying? And so, I'm just really into work-life balance. Like, I can't work at a place where you're telling me, yeah, you're going to work here 40 to 80 hours a week, but then we also want you to be strategizing and thinking about stuff, and, you know, it's cool for you to send an email at 11 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, we look for stuff like that to show that you're working hard. Well, you know what? I'm not going to be working hard then, because when I get out of here at 5,
I'm over those days.
I'm done. Now, don't get it twisted. My position, it's kind of hard because you do carry a lot of responsibility, but it's like, I can think of something for work, write it down, and keep it moving. I'm not about to fire up my computer and be like, let me go in here and start sending emails, and let me go in here and start writing out, you know, work plans and stuff like that. But I realized in this pandemic my worth, for real. And just establishing, you know, that financial security to where you can go into a job and not feel pressed to get that job. Because it's not like, if I don't get this job, I'm going to be out here hungry or in the dark or whatever like that. You know, it's like, okay, well, if I don't get this one, it's another one coming. So, go ahead.
I'm going to say another thing that I think weighs on how I take my PTO is if I have a job that I love going to every single day.
Yep.
Like, I have had jobs that I was like, I can't wait to get there. Why? Because, you know, the workload is a good flow, right? It can be hectic. That's fine. It has its moments. But I like the people. The workflow is good. You know, it's in a great location. You know, downtown D.C. is pretty dope, you know what I'm saying, besides the parking and how freaking expensive that is. But nonetheless, I appreciate where I work. So,
yeah.
You know, and especially if you have a great team,
yep.
That, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, I don't want to take a PTO day, but at the same time, I need such and such to be covered. Can you know what I'm saying, do X, Y, Z so I ain't got to use these hours? You know what I'm saying? Those type of things that kind of I've learned to, you know, negotiate and maneuver with people that I work around to kind of help keep me from having to use PTO days. But if we're talking about, like, meaningful, long, extension of PTO days, like vacationing and actually getting away from where I actually live right now, then, yeah, that's I'm gonna put more work into that.
Yeah, and that's real, because that's true. I've only taken maybe 3 days of PTO. I don't really take a week or two weeks. I've never really done that. So, and you're right. It does really depend on, if I like my job, it's cool. Like, if you go to work, your team is cool. If y'all are the happy hour type crew, y'all do that sometimes. And your life is cool. Sometimes, some of us live a life that we don't need to take a break from it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, and a crazy thing about, you know, liking a job, with me, if I don't like a job, even when I take those days, I'm more likely going to do a staycation just because I just need a mental reset versus worrying about traveling and doing this and booking that and running here, running there, making an itinerary. I'm going to just be like, man, I'm taking 3 days and I'm going to sit my black ass at home because I'm fucking sick of y'all and I need to refocus. Yeah. So it's not even an enjoyable vacation when I don't like my job. It's just literally something I have to do mentally.
Because sometimes you even need a vacation day from your vacation, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That day to, you know, you've done all of this relaxation elsewhere, but that travel in between is another hectic thing. You're just like, I don't want to go back to work just yet. Let me chill.
It's good that you said that, Dre, because I was going to say or ask you guys, do you believe in just taking a mental health day? Like, you don't have anything planned. You don't, like, I think so often people think about PTO as far as, like, you're going to do something fun or whatever, but sometimes you just don't have it in you, and you just need to sit on the couch and watch movies all day, or sit on the couch and call a good friend and have a good conversation and just reset and relax. So I wonder, or I was going to pose the question of, do you guys think that's important, or do you use your PTOs for that as well?
Man, I'm absolutely more likely to do that. Go ahead, JT.
I'm going to say absolutely. If you don't want me coming here with attitude, and, you know what I'm saying, then yeah, I'm going to take me – take me a mental health day, because there's some days where, some weeks, I'll say, that I've been on the job, and for the life of me, I don't understand why can't nobody get their shit right, and it'll stress me out. Next thing you know, if you know me, I'm pretty cool, whatever, in the sense of just, like, attitude-wise, right? Like, I don't, you know, lay back, as long as we do our shit, I don't care. But if it comes too hectic, and no one can't get right, I'm a different person. So in order for me to reset, yeah, mental health day and a heartbeat. Even a mental health afternoon of, I had to play, I don't play hooky now, especially at the wonderful job that I have. I would never do that. But the wonderful thing that we do have at work.
That's a nice disclaimer. After you already absolutely told everybody you're looking for another job, you dumbass nigga.
Those people already know that part. Yeah. But I still do quality work while I'm there.
I got you.
Yeah. But no, like, we have a space where in the office, it was used in a sense for new mothers that would breastfeed. But instead, you know, after a while, you know, they're not doing that anymore, like pumping or whatever. So you can go in there and just chill, cut off a light or two, and just, like, take a good old nap. Like, I've had, two jobs. The last two jobs have had spaces like that. And those are life-saving, you know what I'm saying, especially in that 3 o'clock drag, man. So, yeah. So find your way to get some peace.
One thing I was going to say back on the other question real quick is just, like, I just learned how to be off when I'm on vacation or when I'm taking these PTO days. I just learned that because I'll be sitting on the beach thinking about work and why, you know what I'm saying? And I just really learned how to just really unplug from work and actually be off. I just figured that out a couple of years ago. So PTO wouldn't have done me no good up until then. And then the next thing I wanted to say was, I used to say this at a job when I back in Kentucky. Once again, the position I held in the company, and one of my, she wasn't my peers, but she was something like my peers. She used to get mad when I say it. And I would say, I don't deal with difficult employees. Employees have to deal with me, right? Because I'm their boss, so I don't have to deal with your attitude, you know.
All right, but black man.
With that reality, there's a certain level of responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that reality, there's a certain level of responsibility. So knowing that they have to deal with me, that's where, like JT said, you want to come here with an attitude? Like, I know that if I come in and I'm on 10, then people are not going to just be like, oh, Cedric is just having an off day. You know what I'm saying? People are going to be worried. You know, are they going to be like, let's – and I don't like that. I don't like people feeling like I'm a tyrant or I'm going to come around and, you know, it changes the work environment and stuff like that. So keeping that mindset, knowing that the people that you lead are looking to you off your attitude, I really have to keep these mental health days going. And sometimes it'd be in the middle of the day. I'll just be like, listen, I'm going to push all my meetings to another time, and I'm going to go ahead and take off because, I can't sit in another meeting without me going off. You know what I'm saying? Or even just not even being not being present. You know, I'm not even here right now.
Yeah, with me, I don't necessarily see those as vacation days or PTO days for me. I use sick days in lieu of that. Like, if I wake up and I'm just, like, in a funk or in a bad mood, I'll call my manager and be like, yeah, I ain't going to make it in today. They're like, what's wrong? Man, I just ain't in a good headspace. And I'm like, I'm just taking a mental health – I'm taking a mental day. But it's essentially coming out of my sick time. Yeah, but that's how I'll use it because I don't necessarily – I don't really get sick too often, so I always had a surplus of those days. Mm-hmm. But especially in sales – your energy is the only thing that translates in the phone. So if you ain't got it that day, you wasting everybody's fucking time by coming to work. So like if I'm off or if I'm just in a funk or if I'm not going to be able to be who I normally am, I'm just like, yo, I'm not coming in today. Have whoever reschedule my meetings for another day because I don't want to blow whatever I had lined up. So I take them, but I take them as sick days, not necessarily like PTO. I don't even, like in my mind, I don't even come. Pute them as being the same as PTO.
Yeah, I know in California we get PTO, not get, but we have PTO days, and not PTO day. I'm sorry, mental health days.
Mental health. Yeah.
You're right. It comes out of your sick time, so it doesn't really matter. But you have to offer those. But you know, nobody can really ask you why you're taking off anyway. They ain't supposed to.
They're not supposed to, but you got disrespectful ass managers who will try to get that out of you.
it's so many HR rules that companies don't follow. Like that's a whole episode.
You know what I'm saying? So what you got going on,
Nick? None of your business. Like,
right. I did what was in the fucking guidebook for me. Right. I do now. Shut up.
I called
2 hours
in advance. You know what I'm saying? Like it's advance noticed.
Man, I had one of the worst managers.
Regardless of the reason I ain't coming.
Like,
see, so. My bad. Go ahead, JT.
No, go ahead, man.
So
I'm about to go off. Go ahead.
I can tell. But for me, I'm in a totally different situation when it comes to it because all you guys are definitely mainly like office managers or office type work where if you're not there, you can do your shit later and it's still going to be all right, right? Or unless you have a deadline that you have to get done today that's a joint effort, you're really not affecting anybody. If a server calls off at 10 o'clock in the morning and they're supposed to be, oh no, they called off at 10:08 this morning and they were supposed to be there at 10 talking about,
literally this morning though, his job.
Let's just
you can tell by anger in his voice.
Let's just say they got their second COVID shot and they don't feel good today. All right, man. Now you're affecting the entire restaurant because now we're down a server. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you be sick.
Man, come on.
In general, but
that's another thing. Like, I didn't want to work sick so many times. I'm not trying to hear that shit. But.
What restaurant is this?
Right, maybe you shouldn't.
Whatever. Right. Anyway.
What restaurant is this?
But the point is, like, when you do that,
one I'm not going
you
to.
Are automatically putting everybody. Everybody behind. So you got all these reservations, big groups coming in. Now you got to text people at 10 o'clock, 10:30 to try to get them to come in who they probably still sleeping or hungover or ain't answering, you know, those text messages. So it just fucks you. right? And maybe you are sick, or maybe you just drink too much and you don't feel like coming in, or like it's other shit. Like you can tell when somebody be bullshitting and when somebody's not. Also,
see,
so it's just different in your position. The only person you really are affecting is yourself at the time.
But I'm at the exact opposite end of that spectrum though, because when I'm not there, it don't impact other people. But the reason I don't take sick time is because it absolutely impacts me.
Yeah.
Because if I have, let's say, 4 sales calls scheduled for the day and I call off, them 4 sales calls is going to other people who probably going to close them deals and I'm never going to see them again. So that's the reason why I don't take sick time. Unless I'm contagious, then if it's a headache, if it's a broken leg, if it's whatever the fuck it might be, I'm going to find a way to work through it as long as I ain't contagious, because otherwise I'm fucking myself. I'm not fucking other people. They're actually benefiting from me not being there, but I'm hurting myself by not being there.
Yeah, BJ, I got a question. I never thought about it when I was at Johnny Carino's in Frankfurt, though, but, like, is there a way to, like, to flip the system to have people on standby? Like, I don't think that's the thing. It may be now, but, like, because I get what you're saying. Somebody calls off, that throws off the whole, you know what I'm saying, situation. But what about people that, you know what I'm saying, like, literally have at least 4 people on standby just in case XYZ happens?
Well, there's some restaurants or some places where you might have an on-call person. But sometimes even that situation is such an unfair situation to that person. You know, say you're on call and you might have something you want to do, but you can't do it at least until an hour after, say your on call is 10 to 1 or some bullshit like that, or just 10 o'clock on call.
Oh, you have a schedule on call.
Yeah, well, we don't. Oh. But I've worked. We don't. But I've worked at places that would do that. Like your schedule on call. If you don't get a call by 30 minutes after that, you're set. You can do what you want. But that means you have to wake up, get your stuff ready, whatever, or at least be ready to leave the house, you know. So that's cool, but it's an unfair system. Motherfuckers should just come to work.
Thought you were just talking about when you're like, oh, such and such is out, just call everybody who's not working today. But
you can
on the schedule. You're saying people are actually on the schedule, like you're on call
today,
like a fucking doctor, I mean, like a ER or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's why I'm saying it's really not a fair system. It's a system, but it's one that kind of sucks. Other than that,
we
did this morning, we just had to text people to see who could come in.
Before we get too far down the road, I don't think you answered the second question.
I didn't. Y'all niggas like to talk.
All right, this is an audio podcast.
Do I see that changing after living through the pandemic? I'm definitely going to continue taking as much time off as I can while doing my job to the best of my ability. It will definitely be not necessarily like paid time off, whatever, but just like maneuvering my schedule so I can string days off in a row in 2 different weeks. Like I said earlier, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and still be able to work my whole 5 days for each week. Definitely going to do that more.
Just no sick time ever in life, right? No matter what.
Sick time really don't happen, man. I mean, like, in this industry, you have to be fucked up to really get it, especially in a managerial role. Like, servers and bartenders, they call out all the time. But in the other role,
I got COVID. I wear 2 masks.
Right.
No, so that's the one thing that we didn't fuck around with. But, like, I'm not going to lie.
Any other contagious shit, fuck it.
I'm not going to lie. I've worked with the flu before.
Bitch.
What restaurant is this?
I'm just going to cook from home
the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
I'm serious.
No.
Okay, I get it. But you're doing $90,000 a week. You got to get it done. There have been times when I was with one restaurant, I went in at 6 in the morning.
Who's doing $90,000 a week?
The restaurant, not a person.
The restaurant, not a person.
Let me follow that.
I went at 6 in the morning, fevers, chills. Luckily, my team was like, hey, just stay in the office right now. You good? We got you. But that doesn't always happen. Sometimes you just have to push through it because there's nobody else that can do it.
Nigga, you're contagious. Go to nigga.
At that point, fevers and chills, you're contagious.
Yeah, let's just get the whole restaurant sick so we got to shut down for 4 days and have health violations.
You're definitely not getting
one nigga who's staying at home.
I mean, I get
right.
I absolutely
get 4,000 that week because you closed for 5 days.
I absolutely understand what you're saying, but I'm telling all three of you niggas that shit doesn't happen. I'm telling you because I know.
And I'm telling you it should.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm just telling you it doesn't.
Everybody change the game.
What doesn't happen?
Nasty ass niggas.
Like people don't get sick? From servers and bartenders.
No, he's saying people, even if they're like really, really contagious, they still work in the restaurant industry.
Depending on who it is.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, and it's absolutely gross. But at the same time, you need to be where you need to be.
Hey, real talk. Mm-hmm. The closest thing to a sweatshop I ever worked at was in food services. Hospitality, absolutely. I should say. Hospitality. It's the closest thing to a sweatshop. For real.
Right.
Yep. A dressed up sweat top, sweatshop. And so I need to go back because this whole PTO thing is, I want to encourage people to take PTO real quick. Because I've had disrespectful managers who don't understand that you want to take days and you should take days. And the operation is more important than you, your mental health, or anything personal to you, and just don't get it. I had a manager who literally liked to manage in fear. Like, their whole style was making sure the office was scared. Yeah. And you try to convince this fool, but, like, that's just how they work. And that does not produce anything worth value. Mm-hmm.
It produces employees that want to leave. Right.
Yeah. Turnover. Absolutely. It produces turnover. And at the same time, like, and I would say, and especially, I guess, in the Hill, maybe it's D.C., I don't know, like, this is where the bulk of my pure professional work has been. Like, who you are as a person really gets around, like your reputation, right? And so you could really do some great work, but if people don't like you, mm-hmm. It ain't going to fly. Like, you're not going to make it to wherever the next phase is or the next office is, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless you just know somebody or you got to be super, super, super dope, you know what I'm saying, whatever you're doing. But I say this to people that fuck those people that want to manage you in fear and don't want you to take your PTO.
That's
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? Take your days. Like, you know what I'm saying? I will say this. Like, there's been moments where, like, wasn't the best at making sure the office was okay before I left on vacation. So that's on me, right?
That's just maturity. You got to grow as a professional.
You know what I'm saying? And I take that. But after a while, you know what I'm saying, handle it. If I'm not there, these particular people will take care of X, Y, Z. These other people will take care of that. Also, there's a moment where you got to treat people like adults. And I say this when I was a scheduler. And the thing is, if you manage somebody so much that they can't function without you there, you might be overmanaging. And that is a problem. It's an absolute problem. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I want everybody to do a great job or whatever you're doing, but take your days off.
But you know what? Because honestly, so this was a big, like, leap of faith. It was cool that I was financially stable enough to do so. But, and we talked about it off the air, I think, but, like, man, me from Juneteenth till November 30th, I was unemployed. For this reason, JT, it was like my brother had just got pepper sprayed and attacked by the police in a demonstration in Ohio. I had planned for the school to be on lockdown because they were doing demonstrations where they were setting stuff on fire around the place I was working. So I had to get the place ready to, you know, not for at least damage as possible. You know, during the time, mm-hmm. I think, so it's like during George Floyd and all that, where it's just like people were just burning stuff down and breaking windows and all stuff like that. So I had to make sure the building was safe. And then, you know, it was just, and then it was a very high stress job anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know, the budget's about $10 million and, you know, just for my section, you know, to do what I got to do. I had mad employees and I was responsible for over 1,000, you know, people in the building and stuff like that. And it was just a lot. And I remember I said, listen, I just need to take Thursday and Friday off. Just let me have Thursday and Friday so I can have a long weekend and I'll be good. Just give me that. And And she was just like, well, no, Mr. Bennett, you got things to do, and da 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 da. I was like, so whatever I got to do, I'm gonna make plans for that, because I had a person who worked right under me who basically did my job until they hired me, and it was vacant for almost a year. So I was like, she's really good at doing my job. So, you know, well, she can't do it as good as me, but so she's really good at doing this job. Let's go ahead and let her do what she got to do, and I'm gonna go ahead and take these 2 days off. Well, you got to let me know, at least, she said, you said you got things you got to take care of. Let me know what some of those things are. I said, I don't have to tell you, nor am I going to tell you what I got to do. And it was also during the time I was going through this custody stuff, so I had to go to court. And it was a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? During the civil, it was right around episode three. Season one, episode three. And I was just like, yo, I just can't, like, if you're not going to give me the time off, I'm just going to take it, and I'll just stay gone, you know what I'm saying? And I just had to check my account and forecast some stuff. And I said, okay, cool. As long as I'm working, by the end of November, I'll be good to go.
Because it's one thing for me to tell you in advance that I need these days versus me just calling in that morning, right? Like, I'm
like, guess
you,
what?
Yeah. I'm sick, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick. That's a whole other thing. But at the same time, like, if I know I need – in your situation, I need Thursday and Friday because there's a lot of bullshit going on. Like, they're not looking at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking about the mental health, which affects the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? How you work in the office, how you work. Yeah, that's stupid on their part, but I'm glad now, you know what I'm saying, you're in a better place position-wise and all that.
Especially,
yeah, they don't think about shit like that.
Especially as one of those jobs that you really don't clock out. I mean, all salary, so you don't clock out anyway, but it's one of those jobs you really don't quote-unquote clock out of. Like, any time of the day they can call you. 6 o'clock. We was recording one night, and they were calling me, and I was just like, I'll hit you back when we wrap. You know what I'm saying? But it's because it's like all day, all night. You know, Sidrice, we need this. Sidrice, we need that. Sidrice, what about your team? Sidrice, what about – I'm just like, okay, Thursday and Friday. Just give me Thursday and Friday. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't do it, so I was like, well, somebody going to do it. So
they're gonna do it Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday too.
Right, for the next 6 Peace. Goddamn months without right. Right.
All you have to do is give me notice, Thursday and Friday.
That's all I want. 2 days. And the building's not gonna fall down in 2 days. Trust me, I built it up enough to where it won't.
And the thing is, like, as much time as you put in, you know what I'm saying, doing excellent work, and you're asking for 2 days so you can still be in good shape. I remember we had right after George Floyd situation, like, luckily our HR team was like, you know what, if anybody needs time to literally sit your ass down and disconnect, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like it when jobs don't look at you like a human being. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just the job. Like, that is the part where you lose a lot of good qualified people because you're just not being understanding about people not needing to be in a certain space, particularly in that office.
And I even told her, I said, dude, as a black man with black sons and black men, family members and friends and all that, like, I was like, this is really, really overwhelming. Like, I don't know why it's affecting me like this. This is so unfamiliar. What's that?
I too am a black man, but
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I was like, I've never really felt like this before about something that was outside of my family. You know what I'm saying? And her response was, she said, we had a meeting about that earlier, and we all identified that we felt that way. And I was like, so what does that got to do with me?
She canceled you out, like, because we all feel that way.
You know what I'm saying?
She canceled you out. Like,
yeah, all feelings matter. All feelings matter.
All feelings matter. Yeah.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ. She ain't respect your melanin. That's what it was.
At all.
Oh, man. And she was a black woman, too.
She was doing it for the dollars. Like, she was doing it for the higher ups.
I don't think that's necessarily fair, because it's her job to make sure people are staffed, right? She may have gone about it the wrong way and didn't have enough compassion in it. I get that. But just because a black person is doing their job doesn't mean they're a sellout. That's that bullshit.
Go ahead.
But there is a level of understanding that you expect. White people do it. Other cultures do it. It's kind of like a thing where I'm pretty sure right now, if somebody's watching all this bombing going on in the Middle East, and somebody works there in the Middle East, and they go to their Middle Eastern supervisor, you're going to expect somebody to at least understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect you to do any favors for me, but like if I'm telling you something, I don't care. Even if I wasn't a black man, if I was a other type of man, and I'm telling you this social situation has got me in a weird headspace. I just need a couple of days to clear my mind. Like, let me do that.
And what if you snapped on that Thursday that you asked to be out?
Right.
Like that's
her fault. She lied.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. You snapped because shit done got real for you, but you said I don't want to be here. Because you knew shit was going on. You know what I'm saying? You were feeling this kind of way. Right. Then all of a sudden, on that Thursday, you snap. And, like, do we have warning about XYZ happening? Yeah, I told the bitch I needed to be out on Thursday and Friday. But she wouldn't let me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, Mr. Officer, as you take me to jail. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid, man.
I told you.
He didn't say bitch in the way that we mean a term of endearment.
Yeah.
No, I meant it in the only way you can mean it. When right. you say bitch. Like, disrespectful as fuck. Yeah.
Disrespectfully.
Disrespectfully. Well, that bitch should have let my nigga off. Now they lost him. Anyway, we're going to head to commercial and keep it moving. What's up, everyone? This is BJ from the 1528 Podcast. We've got a few more episodes left in the season, and we want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to hear us talk about. We want to know what questions you have for us. So hit us up in the community group and let us know what you want to know. Thank you. Back, everybody. Time for the second half of this here show. So we've been talking about the pandemic and how a lot of people use their time. So I got a question for you, gentlemen. During the pandemic, a lot of people said that if you weren't hustling, starting a business, or leveling up, somehow then you wasted all this free time that we were blessed with. Other people said that the pandemic was mentally rough, so just getting through it was hard enough, and you shouldn't feel bad just because you rested during that time to protect your sanity and your family. Which side do you most agree with, and how did you use your time during the pandemic?
I'm just going to personally say fuck people and their perspective on your life.
I bet you ain't going to answer the question, though.
I do like that.
That is my answer.
I appreciate that, but like, what's your answer?
I like the way the question is written in the sense that which one do you most likely lean toward? Because I don't necessarily agree with either side, right? Mm-hmm. If you needed to rest for a year, I don't know. Over a year now. But I do believe that something, you should have leveled up somewhere. Spiritually, emotionally, your family, you know, because you had time to sit back and actually focus on it. That's also, I mean, that's why I think we have so much social movement, I think, because people actually sat back and thought about the meaning of life. And how important relationships are, and all these things like that. And then we saw people dying senselessly.
Are you right?
In the street.
Senselessly.
Right, that was not coming out, and I ain't on nothing but water. when we see people dying senselessly, then it's like, wait, this is somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? And so I think you should have gotten better somewhere. Should you start a business? Maybe not. If you didn't know how to start a business before, then you ain't going to start one now. And trying to start a business during a pandemic? Oh, okay. I'm more so like, even if you got your business plan together to say, you know what, I don't even know, but when I get up out of here, I'm going to try this. Or in the next 10 years, I'm going to try this. I do like JT's response too. My first thing is the roll my eyes emoji. Like, why you worry about what somebody else is doing in their life? You get yours together. Worry about yours. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Dre said, to answer the question, I do side more with that. You know, because I think every day we should. Every day you should be leveling up. Every day you should be getting better.
Wait, you side more with which one?
With the side that says you should have better leveled up over all this time. Because I feel like if you can find that time in the hustle bustle of the day to level up, as most of us have learned how to do, then I think, you know, naturally, if you're a go-getter, you're going to learn how to level up when you ain't got nothing to do but sit in the house. So like I said, some way, not necessarily professionally, but it could be spiritually, emotionally, with your family ties or whatever. Something should have got better.
So when we started, when we said we were going to talk about this, like, it made me laugh because I remember there was this other meme talking about, y'all remember the show Empire? And so, like, I remember when the show would come on and a lot of people were against it because it seemed like it was pandering towards black folk and the whole blah, 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 for whatever reason. And then people were talking about, like, I'm not watching Empire. I'm making my own empire. And folks was like, how the hell are you going to make an empire in an hour? Like, it all depends on how you choose to use your time. And I say this, is that...
the dumbest shit ever.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like... if you survived this pandemic, however you survived, either just holding on to yourself or concentrating your efforts in other places to get you through, congratulations to you. I am not... I'm not a big guy on hustle culture because do what you need to do to survive, right? To take care of yourself, the bare necessities in life, you know what I'm saying? Shelter, food, protection, you know what I'm saying? Those type of things. But as far as being this person who got to have seven figures and all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, miss me with that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it if you wanted to, you know what I'm saying, have to do certain things, but that doesn't have to be a way of life, right? Not to me anyway, clearly. But I just don't feel like if you didn't do this during this particular time, like, if you didn't, like, level up and all this other stuff, like, you wasted this time. Like, I can't agree with that, but I do feel that you should have taken time for yourself to deal with the situation, the pandemic. I ain't talking about dealing with your job. I'm not talking about dealing with whatever dreams or aspirations. Like, at least first, deal with yourself. I happen to use the time, you know what I'm saying, to be able to examine what I really want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it first started, I was turning 39. It really wasn't. It was like, whatever, right? And I started thinking, like, oh, it was after that. I was like, next year, I'm turning 40. Where the hell do I want to be at 40, right? Like, what I really want to do? Do I want to be doing exactly what I'm doing right now? Or do you want to do that and more? So I was able to do that. Like, I had the capacity, the mental capacity to handle and to do that. A lot of people didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? Especially with people getting sick left and right. Some people can't handle stuff like that. This is a pandemic. This is people losing their lives and can't really help it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bug, something in the air, getting into your body, knocking people out in droves. And so you're sitting worried about if I started an LLC, you know what I'm saying, while people are dying? The fuck you mean? Like, get off my shit, and hopefully you did something well. So that's, you know.
I'm kind of.
Go ahead.
Can I go, or you want to go first? All right, so... I'm kind of 50-50 with this whole statement, because I definitely think anybody that got through the pandemic with their sanity intact, they won already. Like, you made it through.
Absolutely.
Hopefully no one in your family got sick, or hopefully you didn't lose anybody to the pandemic. So just getting through it is a win in itself. Taking some of that time to... I guess get just mentally better. I don't know, just to take time just to really be by yourself. Like, we were able to spend so much time with ourselves to look introspectively about some things. But on the flip side, a lot of people had a lot of time, and I don't want to say anybody wasted some time, but I think we all, and I maybe I can only speak for myself, but for the majority, I think people could have used that time a little more wisely in certain situations. Like, you could have finally learned that language that you wanted to, because you had the time to. You could have learned to play that instrument online if you wanted to, because you had the time to. You could have done so many things that it's kind of one of those things where, like, people always say, well, if I had the time, I got to work every day, if I had the time. Now, you had the time, you just didn't have the gumption. You know, you really didn't want to do it. You know, you were getting that extra $600 or $700 unemployment, and you was good. You know, so I'm 50-50 with it. I think there's a lot of things that could have gotten done or could have gotten, like you said, JT, you started planning things or putting things in motion to set up the next stage of your life and your career and things you wanted to do. I feel like
and the thing is, it didn't happen all of a sudden.
No, nothing happens every night.
Right.
Sid said that.
Okay, well.
Sid said that.
Okay. Sid had mentioned in some form of way about setting the foundation. But I would say this. I'm proud of the fact that out of the pandemic and our boredom, this podcast was birthed. You know, we wouldn't have been able to do that without the pandemic. We wouldn't have been able to do our RV tour without the pandemic. We were able to shift that paradigm with you two guys being able to work from home and me being laid the fuck off. We wouldn't have been able to do it, you know what I'm saying? So even though it's a terrible thing, obviously some good came out of it for us four personally. So I feel like we did use our time a little more creatively. You know what? Like, we ain't getting paid from this shit yet, but hopefully one day we will be sponsored by people that is okay with me fucking cussing all the goddamn time. And
the few.
The few, you know, as long as they paying a lot, that's all that matters.
Who is that, Pornhub?
Shit. Hey, where's that motherfucker that's on XM TV, XM Radio? Get him the sponsors.
Howard Stern?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Get him the sponsors.
Sponsoring another TV, or another radio show?
Hey, we ain't wild enough. He's like, we ain't big enough to affect his shit. Anyway.
We ain't wild enough either.
We definitely, I feel like we're able to, you know, pivot and use our time wisely. But I can only speak for myself personally. I still feel like there's some other stuff that I could have done to be more productive. So that's why I'm on the fence with that one. On one hand, yes, it's a blessing that we all got through it. Anybody got through it with their mental health intact. But just to say, just because you don't have to be in a hustle mentality doesn't mean it's wrong if you are. So that's how it
is. Winners win, losers lose.
Indeed.
Yeah. I think for me, I kind of changed stances on this during the pandemic. Because in the beginning, I did feel like, as BJ said earlier, like, we have all this time now that we didn't normally have, right? Especially, you know, me being in New York, my whole commute was gone. So that freed up two and a half hours per day. My after work activities were gone. So that freed up 4 hours every night after work that I just hadn't. Yeah, or 10 that I just didn't have before. So I felt like I needed to actually use that time to do something productive, which was a big inspiration behind even, you know, looking to form the podcast. It's like, oh, well, something is always on my mind. I ain't never going to have a better time than do it than now. Let's do it. So that did birth that. But maybe 2-ish months afterwards, mm-hmm. I changed my thought process around that, because at that point, it wasn't just we got all this free time because of the pandemic. It was, hey, we got all this free time because of the pandemic. But look at the social justice. But look at how many people are dying from the actual pandemic itself. But yeah. When is this shit going to be over with? I'm fucking tired of staring at these walls. Oh, my God, if I got to do another Zoom meeting, I'm going to kill somebody. Like, what the fuck is happening in real life? I just want to go out to eat to a restaurant. So it became more stressful than it had ever been. And that's when I like changed my thought process. Mm. Instead of intentionally worrying about things to do, I still found things to do and things still found me, but I wasn't necessarily intentionally looking for anything else to do to make myself feel like I had to do something. And I really got to the point probably end of July, early August, maybe. Actually, no. When I come back to New York, August, whenever I came back to New York, I want to say middle of August, I was just really like, my sanity is at risk at this point. So fuck anything else that's not allowing me to just maintain my peace of mind throughout all of this chaos that we were living in. And I think if I had to do it all again, that would be the mindset that I held on to from beginning to end, is it's going to be a lot that's going to happen. There's a lot that's happening and a lot, you know, whatever. So whatever you have to do. And I know when people, you know, say that, you know, you should have leveled up or whatnot, and that meme they're talking about, like, professionally for the most part. But even professionally, personally, whatever, like JT said, as long as you came out of it and you're okay, then it's a fucking win. Because this shit was a lot. It's literally a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic that other generations haven't lived through what we've lived through. So there's no outline for what this was. So as long as we are here now, and I'm saying now because, goddammit, this shit better be over soon. But, you know, as long as you get through it, got through it, whatever it was, I'm supporting that. I don't judge people anyway, but I just personally don't feel like I needed to do anything. We did shit, which I'm proud of and excited about and happy for and going to continue, but I don't feel negative in any way if somebody didn't, like they wasted time. I think they did what they needed to do.
Yeah, like the audacity, right? The audacity for somebody to actually say that to somebody, whether you know them or not, right? Me coming on here and being like, you guys, what new business did y'all start? You ain't do nothing. Like, the audacity to just, and I guess social media creates that, to just feel like that you can tell somebody how to live their life. But I guess that's the whole influencer thing.
No, I mean, it's just a lot of judgmental-ass people.
Yeah, that's right.
And fuck those people.
And I think sometimes people are trying to be motivating, but they're condescending at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like they're trying to motivate you.
And not everybody's motivated like that. Like you're not gonna down me and I get motivated.
Right.
Yeah. Beat you up. You're
gonna make me feel like shit to make me do better.
Yeah, that's called playing. That's called
make me cuss you out.
I get that. But like I said, even personally, I look at that and like, man, maybe, and this is just me, there is more things I could have done. Or just even just personally, whether it's, I still have clothes that I want to give away to the Salvation Army or a men's club that just haven't done. And I was getting home at 1 o'clock every day from work and had the rest of the day. I had time to go through these clothes and go give them to somebody who needed them more than I did. I just didn't do it. I mean, I still have time, but I'm not saying I don't. But now my schedule has changed. Now I have an excuse.
But see, that's
right?
The thing, though. but there's like levels to it, right? Like we had to get used to it. You know, like we had to get used to like, wait, what do I do when I go out this house?
It definitely.
What do
weird.
I do when somebody comes over my house? What do I do?
And also, who the hell's gonna come pick up this stuff I'm trying to throw away? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
All this stuff. I'm not trying to build me a business because if I submit my shit to the government, it's going to take an extra month for shit to process. Like, how the hell are you going to tell me I need to be doing certain things through a fucking pandemic?
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's my said, y'all.
But your pandemic infested clothes? No way.
Right.
Let them bitches air out for a week.
Right. It really is, though. It's kind of like, so now that we're more comfortable, right? They're easing restrictions. Vaccines is out. Of course. Now your mind is more at ease. You can't think about a business plan. You can't think about giving away your clothes. You can't think about these things because now your mind isn't consumed with this novel, which for those who don't seem to understand what that means, it means new. You don't know nothing about it. So people are like, why do they keep changing their recommendations? Because they don't know about this thing. When they find out about it, they say something about it. So this novel pandemic, or virus that became a pandemic, now, you know, and then anything we can get used to, anything you're going to be like, just look at BJ, look at the hospitality industry. At first it was like, ain't no way we're going to do this. We got clothes. Yep. Then it was like, let's move tables. Then it was like, let's put up some plexiglass. Then it was like, but then now you go to a restaurant and you cool. Cause you like, not only you got vaccinated, but you eat outside, you can eat inside. They got the door open. They got you spaced. You know, you had to figure it out as the pandemic went on. So. Yeah, let people, people got to adapt. And if I don't adapt fast enough for you, like, get out my face.
Figure it out.
People got mad clever, you know what I'm saying, on how they take care of general life during the daggone pandemic. I appreciate the little personal igloos that they made here in D.C. so you can go and eat. But also at the same time, like, are they individual? Yeah.
Like at restaurants.
Outdoors, pretty dope. I don't like the idea of shitting on people. And I definitely don't like the idea of this expectation of hustling to the point.
What do you have against the word hustling, right? Because, like, right now, if I get off of here and somebody was like, I would give you $50 to come help me move this couch, I'm probably going to go help them move that couch. You know what I'm saying? More than likely. So that's a hustle. That's, you know.
People
right,
who
that's,
just like,
that's different, though.
Yeah, people
say it's how the word is used. Yeah. It's not
like
hustle.
Toxic.
Like, I get hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get doing what you need to do to survive, paying your rent, you know what I'm saying, or finding a way to make more money than you're used to making. Like, my new hustle is Lyft driving, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got my job. Now I got also my side hustle, blah, 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 whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the hustle in which, you know what I'm saying, you're losing sleep, you're losing time with your family, you lose perspective on life in general because you just got to be fucking busy and doing shit.
Yeah,
that's
like
what I don't like about
hustle. And the concept of, like, the hustle culture, it's one of those things where trying to reach some kind of goal is more important than your peace of mind on the way there, right? It's like you're so worried about, I don't know, being a millionaire that you fucking go crazy and you kill your body trying to do it.
Yeah.
Like, the hustle culture is like and it's an extreme of hustling.
Mm-hmm. It's also hustling to impress other people, which doesn't make
most of it. That's what most of it is.
Yeah.
But those who are in that position, they'll tell you, no, you work smarter, not harder. So they ain't even hustling like that. I mean, they're going
right
to sacrifice.
Exactly.
You're going to do what you do, but you ain't nobody. No, I do self-care. I have to go, you know, like, I'm going to my summer home. I got to go get a massage. Ain't nobody, you know, so I get it. And another thing I want to say, like, advice is received with trust. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can imagine if I came up to you guys and I said, because I know y'all, and I said, man, y'all ain't did nothing during this pandemic. Like, y'all ain't did nothing. Y'all can take that from me because y'all trust me. And y'all know I ain't trying to, like, come at y'all. But I'm just coming at y'all being like, y'all can do better. Like, y'all ain't did nothing. As opposed to some random person on WWW, like, y'all should do better. Like, you don't know me. Go on somewhere.
This here free social media.
This here free social app.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's this thing, like, let me tell you how busy I am and how much I'm accomplishing. You know what I'm saying? And you need to get on my level, even though I've only been on this level for 2 hours.
And you're not even on that level if you're on Facebook like that.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Our social media.
If you're telling me about it, you're not busy for real.
For real.
Yeah, it's more for likes than for actual outcome.
It's like, yeah. Anyway, I was going to make a comparison, but that probably take us off.
Yeah,
off
my.
Topic. Never mind.
Yeah.
Fuck
okay.
Y'all.
Word up.
Anything else? Any other topics? Spinoffs? Any other spinoffs?
Any other topics?
Not topics, but
How about some final thoughts?
Some final thoughts. That works too. What's your final thought?
We just got to learn how to enjoy ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I was out this weekend. We went on a boat, and it was so nice. And I got a chance to drive that mug, and never driven a boat before. And we were just out there having a great time. Got off the boat, came back downtown, you know, where I live, and had a great time. And in the middle of doing all that, I was thinking, I ain't take one picture to post for a like or to stunt on somebody to say, look at me on this boat. Or look at me
so
on this.
So you need to do it.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that it's like.
You're in the moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's how I find myself. Like, even when I'm at the park with Ducey, and I'm like, you know, people, you should take pictures of that so you can remember. Like, this is my memory. Like, we went to the park. You know, he learned how to climb on top. He learned how to climb structures a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? That's my memory. If I don't post it for y'all to like it, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I get that, but take the fucking pictures, though.
No,
at least once in a while.
That's what I was going to say. No, don't
post them. You don't have to ever post them, but take them because those memories matter, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, when I think about it, like, I took a picture of him climbing, like, the smallest structure, but I was helping him on the bigger structure, so I couldn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
Man, I just think we got to, like, kind of like what JT's been alluding to this whole time and people jumped on, just we got to get out of this whole, like, just living for likes, living for acceptance of people, even your family. You know, like, I don't live for Ducey and my other kids to accept me. I live so that I can provide and so I can, you know, have a pretty decent life. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to – and like what JT said too, like, quit – who are you to talk about what I should be doing in my life? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody just focus on them and how we can help the next person. I would like this meme better if it said, for those of you who have not done anything, you know, you feel like you haven't done anything productive during this pandemic, I'm gonna send everybody $1,000 so you can get some seed money. Or I'm going to do a workshop so, you know, you can learn how to da-da-da. Like, do that. Don't just,
like, if you would like to do more, yeah, how can we help you do more? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Versus exactly, you ain't done shit.
Yeah, that's just dangling. That's just dangling a carrot in front of somebody, telling you you're inefficient, and not knowing the person's been going through. But yeah, so final thoughts. Just do your thing, man. Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on what.
Oh, that one, your final
does thought? Your mental health. This is the synopsis of that final thought.
And then closing again.
Let me give you the final thoughts on my final thoughts.
I hate y'all niggas, man. Y'all so stupid.
Yeah. And then closing again.
Yeah, that's what you do. You summarize what you just said to make sure your point is made.
You just say it once.
Hey, nigga, that was that preacher in him right there. Let me.
I tell you what. If y'all only said what y'all said once, our shows would not be 2 hours long. So keep it moving. Go ahead. Next person.
Or your final thoughts can be a summary of what you said during the show.
No, because I already said it.
Either way works, I guess.
I already said it, right? So why would my final thought be what I said the whole time?
I summed it up. I'm going to give you a synopsis of what I summed up.
But I didn't sum it up.
That's it.
For the people in the back.
For the people in the back.
But I didn't sum it up. Anyway, let's see. Y'all go back and listen to this and see how many times y'all repeat yourselves.
I'm going to text y'all a bullet point.
Oh, man. So
y'all stupid.
In summary, let me just say, one, shout out to Go Peak Tea. I drink it because I like it. They don't sponsor me, but it's good. And in terms of the episode itself, along the lines of what JT was mentioning, when it comes to PTO, when it comes to time off, when it comes to all of that stuff, man, do what's best for y'all. Take the time if y'all need it, but don't do it for a company that ain't going to give a fuck about y'all in the long run. Like, protect what you need to protect, your mental space. If you working hard and you busting your ass because you got to do that for you, I support it. But if you doing it just to make some manager or some boss happy who really just going to move on to the next person when it benefits them, then you might want to reconsider and rethink that. And, hey, man, what y'all did during the pandemic was y'all time, so live your best life. Fuck them.
JT, what you got?
I mean, they done said all my good points, so I don't even know.
You better not repeat it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, said already set the precedent, so.
Right. Like, I don't know what else I said today, so go back and listen to the episode. But no, honestly, good people, we are here for a limited amount of time. And when some real shit is going on, it is okay to take refuge, to take cover, and not be in the midst of any type of other shit. Just sit still. Sit the fuck still, matter of fact, because it's too much mess going on for you to have to worry about being out there, being seen, being an influencer while people are sick and dying. Like, but I'm just saying, take this time that you have. I recognize that you are blessed to still be here while thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are no longer here in the course of a year. Don't feel the pressure to impress anybody. Don't even feel the pressure to impress your own self, because it's a lot of things that you can get lost and get trapped up in to fit some type of, I don't know, image, you know what I'm saying, or status in life. And it's going to be the end of you. Take your time with all of this, man. Like, even though we're coming out of this, the effects are going to last and going to ripple for quite a long time. So whatever time you need to really be that same productive person you were before this, take it. I personally do hope that you, you know what I'm saying, you cope with it quicker just so you, you know what I'm saying, the world doesn't pass you by, because humans are like that. You could be stuck dealing with some issues and the world is trying to keep on going about their business, going to forget you and all in all the areas that you've that you're hurting. So, man, take this time. I wish you all the best. I wish you all luck. You know what I'm saying? I wish you all health. And, you know what I'm saying, just know that you're not by yourself. Whatever it is that you got going on, I know a lot of people are still mentally shook from all of this. And so, you know.
Oh, so the key is if you repeat yourself and say something else. Just don't repeat the same thing.
Repeat yourself okay. And say something else.
No, like reword it, but say mm-hmm. the same thing. Got you. Cool. Go ahead, BJ.
Yeah, all that.
Right, so, these petty ass niggas. My final thought.
You see, how, when you're trying to move forward and how people in this middle of this pandemic want to come back and talk about what you said.
In the middle of this pandemic, even though we're at the end of it. So, they got vaccinations and everything. 70% herd immunity.
Pettier and pettier as the show goes on.
We had the end middle of this shit.
The middle end, the third quadrant.
In the middle.
Three-fifths, right. Nigga. So, my final thought is everybody just should continue to strive to be better every day. Love yourself. Quiet. Take time when you need it. Take time to see your family, see your friends, and just keep being as productive as you can. Once again, happy birthday to my little sister. I love you so much. And God bless.
We love you. We love you so
happy
much.
Birthday.
Love you so God, much. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, sis.
Hold on. I'm 32. The big 32 for
her. Oh, shit. Putting the Magic business Johnson. Time
for the birthday, girl.
Yeah, yeah. So the Magic Johnson. Anyway, so this is BJ.
Girl. This is it.
This is Trey.
And JT. Peace. Bye. Yeah.